Good to have Brother Jay Ayers and his wife with us tonight, our missionaries to Belize. And took a vacation from the islands, came back to the States on furlough. Good to have him with us tonight. Brother Jay Ayers, you come preach to us.
Thank you, Pastor. I appreciate Pastor letting me come tonight and give an update to you folks. It's always good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. I'd rather be here and be in the hospital, hadn't you? Amen. I'd rather be a caregiver than a caretaker, right? Amen. Come on now, y'all, wake up. We got to get started here. Somebody done stole my song. Done stole. Y'all see what I mean just in a minute.
Well, the Lord has blessed us to serve because you gave. First Church in Owosso, Ivory Coast, West Africa, singing about the Word of God.
Yeah, that's Linda waving her hand. She was about to pass out because it was so hot. She's fanning, see. In 1981, God called us into full-time service as missionaries to the foreign field. This is the Ayers family a few years back. I am JB, and this is Linda, my wife, of 44 years. The Lord blessed us with four children. Chris, our youngest son, went home to be with the Lord January the 11th, 2015, at the age of 29, while sleeping. Chris is and will be greatly missed, but we are very thankful for our other three children, Angie, Junior, and Joy. Our missionary journey began August of 1983 with us going to the Ivory Coast, West Africa. After arriving in the Ivory Coast, the Lord directed us to start a new church in Owosso. We started working with English-speaking Ghanaian people who had fled Ghana because of the war. We named the first church Faith Baptist Church. The Lord blessed us with a piece of land, and we started to build a building to worship in. John the Welder got saved, baptized, and went to Bible school and became the first pastor. He was able to speak English, Twi, and French. We finished a church building, and Ecclesia Baptiste Fundamentale Church of Owosso was birthed into existence and is still winning souls under the leadership of Pastor Denis. Our next challenge the Lord impressed us to do was to move to Abengru and start another new church. There the Lord blessed us with the starting of Ecclesia Baptist Fundamental Church of Abengru. Moses got saved, baptized, went to Bible school, and became the first pastor of this church. Civil War broke out in the Ivory Coast in 2002 and lasted till 2011. Due to the war, the church in Abengru had to close. In April of 2014, the Lord impressed us to launch Operation Restart. We were able, by the Lord's grace, to travel back to Abengru and help Pastor Moses restart Ecclesia Baptist Fundamentale of Abengru, which is still winning souls today. Then in the year 2000, the Lord blessed us to go to Belize, Central America, to Orange Walk Town, and there the Lord blessed us with the starting of Lighthouse Baptist Church, which was renamed Freedom Baptist Church and is to this day winning souls for the Lord. Then in March 2013, the Lord impressed us to have the first service of Freedom Baptist Church in Corozal Town, there in Belize. This church is still winning souls to the Lord Jesus Christ under its new leadership.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Was grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. I'll pray gracious did that grace appear. The hour I first believed, my sins are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me, and like a flood, His mercy reigns, unending love, amazing grace. The Lord has promised good to me. His word, my hope, secures. He will my shield and portion be. As long as life endures, my sins are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me, and like a flood, His mercy reigns, unending love, amazing grace. My sins are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior has ransomed me, and like a flood, His mercy reigns, unending love, amazing grace. The earth shall soon dissolve like snow, the sun forbear to shine, but God, who called me here below, will be forever mine, will be forever mine. You are forever mine.
Folks, y'all have had a part in every one of the churches and every one of these people that's received Jesus as their personal Savior. Y'all been supporting us ever since we've started back in the early 1980s. And I praise the Lord for your support, and I want to thank you right up front for your support and the way that you've helped us and you prayed for us and you've kept us on the field. Now, we want to go back real soon. We'd like to be back in January if we could. We need about $450 more dollars a month support. And support, monthly support, is a little hard to raise in this day and in this time right now because of financial situations and stuff that churches are going through. But the Lord willing, we want to be. But we're also, you know, that church we went back in 2014 was able to restart in Abengru. They have land. The Lord has blessed them with enough money to buy land. They need a church building. They've asked us to help them. And we're trying to launch Operation Build 2016. The Lord has blessed and give us $3,000 towards that church. We need $17,000 more. We'd love to be able to do that before we go back to Belize, take a 3 months mission trip and go back, and maybe a pastor could go with us and help us, and maybe his wife could go and daughter, maybe y'all could go and help us to do that there in the Ivory Coast in West Africa. That would be a great 3 months mission project, amen? I don't think you could leave your church for 3 months, right, pastor? Well, maybe a couple of weeks, but anyway, you won't catch malaria, but that won't hurt much. You know, help you lose a little weight, if you know what I mean. But anyway, I praise the Lord that God has done it, so pray for that. I have three things I'd like to mention as a need right now before I even get started, letting you ask questions and give you some answers. Number one, our vehicle is drinking more oil now than it is gas. We've drove 400 to 500 miles this weekend and have had to put 4.5 quarts in it. So therefore, we need a vehicle. So pray about that. You got one you'd like to donate? Just give it to us and we'll use it for the Lord. Amen. Come on now, I know somebody bound to have one. And also, we need more monthly support. We're asking our supporting churches because it's hard to get into new churches because they just can't. They're maxed out, the pastors. I feel sorry for them when I call them, pastor. I'm telling you. They're just telling me, we can't handle no more missionaries. We got all we're struggling. And I said, okay, pastor, thank you very much. I pray God will come bless you. And if some of our supporting churches would up our support some, that would help a great deal. And also, that money we need to build that church, $17,000. That's all we need to do that and to get them on their own, see? That's what we're trying to do. So they can continue on and win souls until Jesus comes. Amen? That church in Owosso, That is the same building was able to build in 1984. It's got the same wood. It's got the same tin. It's got the same everything, the same cement right there on that floor that we had in 1984. And God's blessed that church all of these years. And thousands of people have received Christ as their personal Savior. Anybody got a question they'd like to ask? Something you'd like to know about? Yes, sir. No, we haven't run in. We run into Muslims, but, you know, they haven't had any problem with us. When we went back to the Ivory Coast in 2014, they didn't like us as much as before because the Civil War was about the Muslims taking over. And so, therefore, they'd walk by and spit on the ground. You know what that means, don't you? We don't like you at all. But they never bothered us, not yet anyway. So we hadn't had any problem. But when I went there in 1983, when I seen the Muslims, they were out in the streets and doing what they want to and praying in the streets. I told my wife, I said, honey, this is the most dangerous religion in the world. And they have proved to be themselves so. They are the most dangerous religions in the world. We won't better not go no further than that. Amen. Anybody else got another question? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Another missionary took it over. Took it. If you get my word. Okay. We let him have it. Okay. The Lord's going to let us start a new one. Amen. So, hey, go start other. That's what we do. We're church starters. We start churches everywhere. Yes, sir. Well, it was in Corozal the last time. We have a church in Orange Walk, and then we have a church in Corozal, Freedom Baptist Church. And the Lord's blessing, no doubt about it. And then we have one in Abengourou and Abwaso there in the Ivory Coast. Anybody else? So we're just going to run on. Oh, you got something else, Pastor? I thought you had. I was going to give it to you. Anyway, I was going to try anyway. Well, let's just have a little bit tonight. I won't stay long. Amen. I won't keep you long at all. Turn to your Bibles to Philippians. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. Very short verse, very interesting verse. You know, there's a lot of things that I can do in this day and in this time, but there's a lot of things I can't do. Amen? A lot of things. Listen to what the Bible says. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. And there's some things that I cannot do that only God can do in my life. And I want to give you five of them tonight real quick. Number one, I cannot forgive my sins or anybody else's, but God can. Y'all remember that verse, 1 John chapter 1 and verse 9? If we confess our sins, He is just and faithful to give us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We can't forgive nobody's sin. I don't care what the priest says or anybody else. We cannot forgive sins. Only Jesus can do that. Amen. Why? Because He died on the cross for our sins. Number two, I cannot save myself, but God can. Acts chapter 4 and verse 12, it says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby ye must be saved. We can't save ourselves, but God can. Amen? I remember when I got saved, February 1978. I was living in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, where I was born. I was married to my beautiful wife of 45 years now. Well, it's 45 years now, but I wasn't married then until I got married. Okay. But anyway, I was working at R.J. Reynolds Tobacco Company. I was reading the Bible. God convicted me that I was a sinner, I was lost and gone to hell. I couldn't save myself. I couldn't do nothing except get on my knees and repent of my sins and ask Jesus to come into my heart and to be my Savior. And folks, that's when it all started, amen? Right there, that's when my life began, amen? Number three, I cannot keep myself, but God can. John chapter 10, verses 28 and 29. It talks about God having us in His hands. Nobody can take us out of God's hands, amen? I don't care what happens to us. We go in financial ruins. Our health is ruined. Our family is ruined. Everything is ruined. But God's going to hold us right there in His hand. Amen. And nobody can pluck us out of God's hand. Nobody can take us away from God. Amen. I cannot keep myself, but God can. Number four, I cannot take myself to heaven, but God can. Amen. Notice what it says in the Bible in Acts chapter 4 and verse 12 and John 10, 9. Jesus says, I'm the door. If you're going to get in, you're going to have to come through me. That's Jesus Christ and nobody else. So there's some things that we can do and some things that we can't do. Now, we can't forgive our sins. We can't save ourselves. We can't keep ourselves. We can't take ourselves to heaven. And number five, we cannot outgive God. Amen? Never can outgive God. We was up at a church in People's Baptist Church in Tucker, Georgia this morning, where Pastor Coolidge used to be. Pastor Bentley is there now. And we were there today, and I was preaching, and afterwards, you know, we was getting ready to go out, and we was talking about, you know, giving at the end and how God would bless us when we gave. He says in Luke 6:36, giving it shall be given, pressed down, running over, shaken together, amen. You know how you shake when you shake a bushel of wheat and stuff like that, you shake it down and get more in it, amen. Flour, sack of flour, you just beat that stuff down, and boy, you just get it in there and in there and in there. That's the way God wants to bless us, amen. Right. That man left and went out. I seen him go out the back. And so we went on to the back and went to the door because we're going to give out prayer cards. We'll be doing that tonight, amen, if you'll take a prayer card. And he went on out, and we were standing back there, and he comes back in, and he says, here. And he gave me $50. I said, whoa, thank you. Thank you, Lord. He said, I was sitting in there and listening to you preach, and I wanted to help you. And he said, he was talking to God. He said, God, I don't have any money. I don't have nothing. How can I help him? He said, then God reminded me, there's some money under the floor mat in your car. Whoo! Praise God. So we went out there and gave it to us. Amen. God can remind us of things, can't he? Amen. Good things and bad things if we're not careful. But folks, these things we cannot do. But God can. Amen. Don't ever think God cannot do anything. There is nothing impossible for God Almighty to do. Brother, give us that thank you video.
God called me to Africa and I was not alone. Together we flew in the big bird, and we were all singing a song. We heard the engines humming, and we thought we were going to fall. But the stewardess came by and said, don't you worry at all. Thank you, Pine Bluff, for giving to the Lord. How many a life have been changed? Thank you, Pine Bluff, for giving to the Lord. We are so glad you gave. My next calling was to Belize, and you were there with us. We drove down through Mexico in a big old yeller bus. The policemen were wanting money, but we gave him the word of God. We finally made it to the border, and we were all praising God. Thank you, Pine Bluff, for giving to the Lord. How many a life have been changed? Thank you, Pine Bluff, for giving to the Lord. We are so glad you gave. Now we would like to go back and continue the work of the Lord, but we're gonna have to have your prayers and support. We know we're getting older, but we'll go on anyway, because others need the Lord before it is too late. Thank you, Pine Bluff, for giving to the Lord. How many a life have been changed? Thank you, Pine Bluff, for giving to the Lord. We are so glad you gave. Now the church in Ebengru needs a place to worship in, and we would like to give you this opportunity to help them. Now reach way down and give a big donation, because this church needs a building on this location. Thank you, Pine Bluff, for giving to the Lord. How many a life will be changed? Thank you, Pine Bluff, for giving to the Lord. We are so glad you gave. We are so glad you gave. We are so glad you gave.
Thank you, Pastor, and thank you, Pine Bluff.
Galatians chapter 6, please. Galatians chapter 6. You're not getting another sermon, but just an exhortation, all right? Galatians chapter 6. Thank you, Brother Ayers, for that update. And minister there, Galatians chapter 6, just want to look at one verse real quick. The Lord is impressing us about giving more and doing more. We preached about it last Sunday morning, and we preached about it, last Sunday night, rather, and then preached about it again this morning about giving. And the emphasis of that, Galatians chapter 6, a very familiar passage of Scripture, verse 7. Galatians 6, verse 7, be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall other flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall other spirit reap life everlasting. So verse 7, he reminds us of the principle of sowing and reaping. We reap what we sow. And he said in verse 8, if you reap to the Spirit, you reap the Spirit. If you sow the flesh, you reap the flesh. And then verse 9, he said, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. And so there he's talking about our perseverance. And just keep on giving, keep on going, keep on doing. Notice verse 10, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially to them who are the household of faith. And as he talks about a while ago, some things we can't do, we can't save ourselves, we can't keep ourselves, and we can't outgive God. We just can't do it. The more we give, the more God gives back. The more we do, the more God does what we can't do. Sometimes we look at more our inefficiency and our inadequacy than we do God's power and what God can do. And I just want to remind you and thank you, Brother Ayers, for your testimony, your faithfulness to the Lord. And those churches that have been started, y'all pray for them as they go back and start another church, look for another area where a church can be started. Lord, we'd use them in a special way. And we're so thankful for your faithfulness, for going all these years and being faithful to the Lord. 1983, that's when, of course, Brother Little was still pastoring then. And as we gave an example a few weeks ago, you don't know what, when you give back then, you have no idea what God's going to do. And only heaven will reveal the opportunity to meet these folks who have been led to Christ. If you've not been on a missions trip, you're missing one of the greatest opportunities as a believer. To see what you've given and actually go and be in their homes and worship with them. And even though you don't understand a word they're saying, first time we went to Honduras, the last service we were there, the missionary left, and the whole service was in Spanish. We didn't understand a word of it. And we just kept there and kind of sung. We knew the tune, so we just sung whatever tune. We didn't know what verse they were on, but we knew the tune, so we just kind of sing along best we could. And I'm telling you, you've never experienced anything like that. And I encourage the Lord gives you opportunity to do that and to go and help with that group. He goes back and helps build that church. We have some men that have ability to do that. I encourage you to go and be a part of that. I know it'll be a great blessing to you. Let's stand together this evening and appreciate your faithfulness. And can we just have Jansby would come and play for just a moment and just an opportunity. I think a good thing to do is come and thank the Lord for giving to us so we can give to them. And I want to give you the opportunity this evening, and we'll have just a couple of verses of invitation. I have something else I want to say before we dismiss this evening. But maybe the Lord has impressed upon you in the last week or so about giving. Not necessarily, not that you're not giving, but maybe the Lord wants to do something better than what you expect, maybe more what you anticipate. And as we begin to sing this evening, we're not going to sing, we just ask Jansy if you would play. And God's put your heart this evening, and you need to come and maybe thank the Lord for what he's done for you. Then as she begins to play, you go ahead and do that this evening.